Nature lovers need to be concerned about invasive aquatic species, especially the devastating potential of quagga mussels and their close relatives, zebra mussels. Although these invertebrates don't move much as adults, it's important to understand how they traveled here, the reasons these mussels are dangerous, and the ways their proliferation can be prevented. Dan Egan, in his Death and Life of the Great Lakes, explains that quagga mussels and zebra mussels migrated from the waters of the Black and Caspian Seas to the Great Lakes in the ballast tanks of ocean-going freighters. Since 1989, these mussels have hitchhiked on boats across the Great Lakes and throughout the Mississippi River drainage. They traveled up the Missouri into Montana and across the Continental Divide to Lake Mead, down the Colorado to California, and upstream to Lake Powell. Currently, they cover much of the United States, except for parts of Utah and the Northwest. The threat from quickly spreading, voracious mussels is real. Quaggas reproduce better than most freshwater mussels, each spawning as many as 1 million microscopic villagers per year. Since mussels filter plankton from freshwater so well, little is left to nourish fish and aquatic insects. Mussels also grow quickly where water moves, piling on top of each other, clogging pipes and fouling propellers. Unfortunately, the damage is not limited to watercraft. Water delivery pipes and power generation structures also suffer. Even death doesn't get rid of them. Shells make beaches dangerous to bare hands and feet. Where quagga mussels take hold, the mitigation costs to private citizens and municipalities multiply dramatically. Utah is using education, licensing, and assistance to keep invasives from spreading to other waters. Everyone operating motorized watercraft of any kind in Utah is required to take and pass the informative mussel-aware boater course every year, pay an invasive species fee, affix stickers to watercraft, and display documents in each launch vehicle. The education effort emphasizes why watercraft surfaces, piping, and enclosed spaces must be thoroughly cleaned to prevent new infections. Although not licensed, rafts, float tubes, waders, and fishing equipment also require attention. Stopping proliferation is the emphasis of the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. Aquatic Invasive Species Lieutenant Bruce Johnson reminds everyone to clean, drain, and dry all watercraft. Then he explains how the DWR can assist owners navigating the mandatory statewide inspection and cleanout stations. There, wildlife technicians inspect all watercraft and have the option to pressure wash visible and hidden recesses with 140-degree water. Alternatively, they can apply a seal sequestering watercraft from relaunch until after a mandated 7 to 30-day drying period passes. But pressure washing a boat and trailer takes about 45 minutes, and drying takes weeks. So recently, to improve treatment quality, enhance safety, and speed up the process, the DWR installed decontamination dip tanks. Dip tanks take about 10 minutes and are much faster than a lengthy power wash. As officials add more dip tanks across the state, only the invasive species come up short. The threat posed by invasive mussels requires everyone's attention. Cleaning watercraft is the beachhead. Making sure mussels don't get carried to new waters is the quest. I'm Lyle Bingham for Bridgerland Audubon, and I'm wild about Utah and controlling invasive species.